We love a story of sisterhood here at the Outer Sanctum. This year we've seen Sarah and Jess Hosking both take to the field for Carlton. We're thrilled to have you here. Welcome, guys, to the Outer Sanctum.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
It's so nice to have you here. We hear a lot about the drop-off rate for girls playing sport, and one of the key factors that and indicators that we see is that girls often stop playing a sport because their friends aren't playing. How much has it influenced you guys to keep going on your footy journey, given that you had each other?
Yeah, we're very lucky. Growing up, Jess and I were always there with each other and going to trials and everything for different sports. We could always walk in arm knowing that you've got someone else there. So that, for me, Jess has always been that really driving force for me to keep going and keep pushing myself. So it's awesome to have each other, and even being at the same club now, we still push each other more and more just to keep driving for the best.
There were really high expectations on Carlton before the season, and it hasn't really gone necessarily the way that you wanted to. What's the feeling like within the team at the moment?
At the moment, we're still keeping positive. Obviously, results haven't gone the way we wanted to, and we've had a few injuries again that we obviously would never want. But at the same time, we're still getting to training. We're still working on the key areas that we have to work on, and hopefully we can get the job done this weekend.
Sarah, I wanted to ask about leadership in the club. You were promoted to vice-captain this year with a few changes with people out, including coach missing for a significant amount of time. How are you approaching leadership, especially in this environment of missing a few of the regular leaders of the club?
It's been pretty difficult, I won't lie, with some of your key or players, with Bree Davey going down. She's still been around the club, but again, on field has been a big hole left. So for me, knowing that I was put in that position from my peers and from my other players on the team, just for what I do, so I just try and make sure that I keep that as a reality, and I make sure that I just keep doing my thing on the field. And I think off the field, like having Damo out for a while or a couple of weeks missing, again, he's such a big influence on the group that it's really important that we all stay as one and stay united. So I think just really reinforcing that message amongst the girls that we are 30 strong and we are a really united group. So for all the staff and the girls, it was just really important to make sure that we do stay together.
What we were talking about, or you've been talking about, how you've had the opportunity to take this amazing journey together into AFLW, but and this year you're getting to do this together. But last year you didn't. So Sarah, you played every game, and Jess, you didn't. You were out through injury. I'm interested if you can tell us a little bit about how you rode those emotions, or how you managed that together. Because I imagine that, you know, on the one hand, you were elated to be able to play, but you weren't, Jess, because you weren't getting a go. Tell us a little bit about what it was like.
I mean, sitting on the sideline is always going to be hard, regardless of why you have to sit on the sideline. I guess I could take one of two approaches, and it was either go a sad side or embrace it and enjoy what I had, or the opportunity that I had. So I was able to, I guess, enjoy all aspects of it. I took on roles around the club that, or I ended up on the boundary for game day. I'd cook the team dinners. So I'd find my own ways to kind of get involved in the team still, and I guess embrace the opportunity.
We're speaking to Sarah and Jess Hosking from Carlton. We've heard these stories about you, and that you've become quite a popular person, not just amongst the team, but among the fans as well. Is that true, Sarah?
She's so annoying. For any siblings, I know you've got this, like, anyone has rivalry between their siblings. So for Jess and I, sometimes seeing young kids with our numbers on their backs, we both look at each other and go, ha ha, she's got 10, or she's got 11, he's got 10. And at the start of the year, there were some kids that came up to us and they had number 11 on their back. And some of them, one of the girls spoke to them and said, oh, why number 11? And they've gone, oh, it's Jess. Like, it's Jess Hosking. She's awesome. And then they said to the kids, oh, you know, she didn't play a game last year. And they're like, yeah, but she's cool. Like, so she, like, the amount of time that Jess spent off the field going and socialising and mingling with little kids was incredible. And to see the effort that she put in with the fans and supporters was amazing. And I think that's what takes her to the next step, is just really doing those one percenters off the field as well.
That is some pretty serious cut through when you're not playing, but you get that opportunity and you just take it with both hands. I was really impressed when I heard that. The other thing that I hear from girls, the girls that play at Carlton, the players at Carlton, is I don't know if you remember, Sarah, but I came down to the club before the season started, and I would ask each of you individually how you're going or how you thought you would go this year. And I was meaning individually, and all of you answered as the team. And after we left, the guy that I was with, we both went, how was that? Like, that's the kind of cohesiveness and teamwork that you expect after decades, not just after the second season. This group of girls that are playing together at the moment, you'll possibly all go through into the VFLW together as well. How are you feeling as a team?
Yeah, it's pretty special. Like, the bond that we've got with the girls is incredible. And as much as we haven't had the success that we wanted this season, that unity amongst the group and the friendships that we've created were there from the start. And that stuff's natural. Like, you can't force it. So we're all hoping that we can bring that across to in the VFL season and really create something special. And obviously next year, hopefully, we can have a bit more success.
We were talking about injuries just a minute ago. You guys are actually ambassadors for something else because you have a health challenge that you both deal with. Do you want to tell us what that is?
Yes. Yeah, so both me and Sarah suffer from iron deficiency. When I was about 8, I think I was first diagnosed with anemia. And Sarah was probably 16 when she was diagnosed with low iron. So we're both... I guess being athletes, we have to kind of keep on top of the iron deficiency because, we end up tired and we end up not being able to get through sessions if we don't keep on top of it. So, there's ways around it that we deal with it as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. Vife has jumped on board and helped supporting us through that. And it's really, I think for us, we just want to create awareness for other people and just knowing that if we had our symptoms checked earlier, that it could have saved us a lot of hassle. And for most people living day to day, a lot of women especially, women and men think that, oh, I'm just tired or feeling a little bit flat, and they just go through the motions and deal with it, go to bed, get up and repeat themselves, when all they need to do is go to the doctors, have a couple of simple tests, and then they can find out.
This round, Carlton, I guess, did we say celebrating? Honouring the idea of Carlton Respects. Can you tell us what that's about?
Yeah, so the club does this. Oh, it's an incredible initiative to help raise awareness around family violence and violence against women. So it's awesome to be able to be a part of the first Carlton Respects game in the AFL Women's League, and hopefully we can just help promote that message and raise a bit more awareness.
Yeah, it's great. And you've got these wonderful Carlton Respects T-shirts and badges on today. Is that something that supporters of the club can get around? Can they buy some merchandise? Can they support the club and support the campaign or donate to the cause in some way?
Yeah, absolutely you can. You can buy some of the T-shirts and the Carlton pins from the game and at the ground, so supporters can go along. And
are you going to be wearing the orange socks?
Yes, we will.
Oh, that's so cool. The orange socks were great. We were at Carlton Respects for the first time they did it with the men's team. It was fantastic. But you guys were also involved in the Pride game. That must have felt pretty good. I mean, obviously the result was challenging. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Carlton women's member, so it was a tough night. But was it amazing being part of the Pride game?
Yeah, it definitely was. I think that game, there was more than just playing a game, and a lot of the girls stood for something. And the round itself stood for something. So I think the fact that everyone was able to embrace the Pride round and everyone was able to get involved and just create all the awareness around it was incredible.
We know what it's like working with your sister. It can be pretty fun. Do you guys ever play any tricks? Do you ever swap jumpers?
The perks of, I guess, being around the club together, we do like to play a few tricks on people, and it means that one person can jump in someone's locker and the other can be recording. It means that we can tee up a few pranks on people, and I did say last year that I was going to run out in Sarah's jumper and no one would know, and then the first game that Sarah was named captain this year, they accidentally announced that I was captain.
you were a bit surprised, were you, Jess?
A little bit. I mean, I embraced it again.
Yeah, of course. She threw her hands up and celebrated.
I did say that I'd also chuck Sarah's jumper on and run out, and they'd probably have no idea.
That's the thing, though. You actually don't. You can tell that you're not like you are identical, but you can tell your part. Actually, yeah. I was hoping that we'd all be able to play heaps of tricks on you and tricks on the listeners and everything, but it's not going to be the case. You're both so gorgeous. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you've got a big day, busy day ahead of you. You've got to get to training as well. So thanks for making us some time for us on the Outer Sanctum.
No worries at all. Thanks for having us.